Good morning, Big Town Man. What a great day. Some interesting things have happened, some big sort of deal things have happened, and they're quite good, actually. But because I know a bit more about certain regulations and rules and all this sort of stuff, I'm able to alter the outcome of a certain situation greatly, and this is good. So all the work's been put in to do that. And Oh, what a day. Yes, and we're in that vague little moment of history where so it's been hot and dry for a long time, and that's killed off all mosquitoes. And lately it's been cooling down a bit at night, and the days are getting shorter, and, you know, we've just received a little bit of torrential rain, and it's kind of been fairly humid. Just a couple of fucking half an hour of pissing down and like mad, you know, just a few little things like that. It's not sort of, you know. And so what that does is it fills up all the puddles and it fills up all the other fucking places that hold water. So now it's the time of the year where it's actually quite warm. Not hot, but it's a warm sort of an autumn. And right now, and what that does is it gives the mosquitoes unlimited chances to breed like fucking mad. And this is one of the very few nights. You know, within a few days, there'll be just multitudes of mosquitoes everywhere. You know, they'll be starting to come back big time. And so this is one of the first fucking nights I've ever had to be able to sit here for like half an hour and not be eaten alive by mosquitoes, you know. The little cunts. And they spread such nasty diseases too. Some of it's really serious, you know. Like, I don't know if you can see that. But I've never had mosquito bites where they were so itchy, it feels like a spike going down into the flesh. If you've ever hand sawn brass, you know, the hacksaw, or, handled the little prickly pears, you know, the cactus, the big red sort of things. Well, that's what it felt like. We're stuck in there. One of these extremely microscopic sort of hair fine type brass splinters, and it was stuck right in, you know. And I kept digging and digging and digging until it was like into the flesh. And it just didn't stop, it was itching like mad for like about 4 or 5 months. That was from a mosquito bite, and there's another fucking, same thing there. So that didn't last quite as long, you know. There are 2 mosquito bites, and I've never had them act like that before. So, yeah, so, and because it's humid and it's about 20 degrees centigrade and it's humid, what's the word? There's no wind, just the faintest of faint breezes at maybe 1/10 that of walking speed, you know. It's absolutely beautiful because it's really sort of just wetted down and humid. The trees give off lots of fragrant oils, you know, fragrances and stuff. You can smell them as you go around. And I'm not a fan of hashish. I'm not a fan of being intoxicated. I figure I've got enough problems without having my brain scrambled. But there's a particular pine tree in this place that I've searched all through the, I don't know if the right word is taxonomic records, I've searched kind of globally for the exact species and I've never been able to find one, I've never been able to find it. I've gone through Australian historical records and botanical societies and Royal Agricultural societies and all this sort of stuff, and I've never, ever, 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 ever been able to find it, because when you get into nitty-gritty details, the pine trees vary so much in so much fucking, so many ways. And I've had a couple of close sort of, there's a couple of species that are kind of close to it, but they're not identical to it, and it's huge amounts of difference, you know. But when that's damp and it's humid, that tree smells like really good black oily hashish, and I love the smell of hashish, that really nice dark organic oily sort of smell. I just don't like being stoned, you know, don't want to know about it, and all the other trees have all these different fragrances as well, and it's absolutely marvellous. So if you can, get yourself a decent bike and go for a ride, you know. Go for a ride on a regular basis. It's a very good thing. Good for the soul, good for the spirit, and good for the blood circulating in the legs. Although I've had to play it very, very sort of low key. Extraordinary things have been happening. And, I'll finish this off here because I don't want to go activate that fucking light again. It's good. Yeah, I've had to play it very sort of low key. Would I say, you know, but I didn't just accept what was being sort of rubber stamped at me. I took it and saw the deeper meanings in it and said, yeah, let's run with those. And it's incredible. So, yeah, so big things are afoot, great things are afoot in the universe. I can't tell you how significant it is, but it is. It's really fucking huge, you know. God. Yeah, so anyway, well, I'll call this a day, and I'll let you guys, I'll end this video here. Okay, thank you, bye.